One.
Okay, today's shiur is sponsored by Arianna Lisa Ginsburg, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Yaakov, and Aaron Baruch Halevi. Today is Daf Chaf Dalid. We are actually right now on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis by the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said there were five women, even though those five women are not believed to say they saw a man die, a husband die. They are believed to say that they saw a get take place. V'hatanya, but we learned, k'shem she'ein ne'emonis lomar meis bailo, just like they're not believed to say that a husband died, kach ein ne'emonis lavigita, so they're also not believed to say that the get was brought. So the Gemara says, Amr of Yosef, two answers to this question, two opinions. Amr of Yosef, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan be'eretz, kan b'chutz la'aretz, it depends where they are. Be'eretz, if they're in Eretz Yisrael, delava dibur didei kaisam chinon, where we don't really rely on their words. Why not? Because in Eretz Yisrael you do not have to say b'fanecha. So we don't really rely on them. We don't really need them. Therefore, mehemli. Therefore, we'll believe them. They bring the get, we'll believe them. Because anyway, we don't care what they say, because we'll believe the get irrespective of their testimony. But b'chutz la'aretz, but if the get was written in chutz la'aretz, dadi burei didei kaisam chinon, where would they have to say before an echtam, before an echtam? You know what? Lo mehamdi. They will not be believed. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, wait a minute. Ad rabam ibcha mistarba. Just the opposite. Be'eret, in Eretz Yisrael, di'i osi bal ma'arer. If the husband will come along and start making problems, mashkechinan be. We will listen to him. Why? Why will we listen to him? Because exactly the point, because there is no b'fon and echlav in Eretz Yisrael. Once a shliach says those magic words, b'fon and echtav, right? Because of iguna, we allow even one person, even a woman, even a relative. Once you say that, we don't care what the husband's going to come later. No, I really didn't. We ignore him. But in Eretz Yisrael, we don't ignore him, because there is no b'fon and echtav. All there is a shliach of a woman. Here I am, bringing a get from Haifa to Tel Aviv. And the husband comes along and says, that's not a good get. I didn't have lishma. I didn't. Those signatures are not genuine. Now we have a problem. So just the opposite. In Eretz Yisrael, where there is no b'fon and echtav, then what are these women doing? Then, these women don't like this. They don't like this woman. Right? The mother-in-law doesn't like the daughter-in-law. She'll do anything to make the daughter-in-law miserable. So what will she do? What are we afraid of? She'll bring a get that's forged. That's fake. Here I am with a get. My son is divorcing his wife. Then she'll get remarried. No, not even true. Then she'll get remarried. And then what'll happen? The husband walks in. I says, wait a minute, what are you talking about? My mother did that? Right? My mother did that? She did such a... Now what's going to happen? It's going to be a terrible kilkel. The wife has to leave both. Which is what the mother-in-law, we assume, she did this all on purpose. So then there's a big chashash. But then, of course, lo mehemna. But b'chutz la'aretz, but if the get brought from chutz la'aretz, di'i osi ba'al ma'arer, if the husband comes and complains later on, she brings a get from Medina saying, I'm the mother-in-law. And she says, my son came, he wrote a get in China, and now b'fanechta. Once she says those magic words, we don't hear what the husband says. We don't listen to the husband. That's it, the get's a get. Then you know what? Mehemna, we'll believe these people. We'll believe these five women. That's why the Ger Shirachim asked the question, why did we even have to say this Mishnah? You know, when it comes to the case of a husband dying, listen, every woman and every person in the world is believed, but there are five people, because we're afraid they have ulterior motives, they're not believed. But when it comes to a get, no matter who you are, you're believed. So why did the Mishnah have to say, the five women that we didn't believe by Meis Baila, by the way, we believe them here. That's a very wordy Mishnah. The Mishnah could have said, no matter what, we believe everybody. Why do you have to even go down this road and mention who these five people are? It's irrelevant who they are. They're going to be believed no matter what. Right? They're going to be believed no matter what.
Did they say five?
Oh, so that's what the Ger Shirachim says. But wait a minute, not so fast. Because according to Abaya, in Chutz La'aretz you have according to Rabbi Yosef, and Eretz you have according to Abaya. Right, so not so fast that we will believe them on the also. That's why this is that's why there's a Mishnah here. That's what the Gerash Rachim says. Okay, now Tani Kavosi Abaya, we have a bright that supports Abaya because Abaya said Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishomer BiAkiva Isha Ne'emenes Lahavi Gita Mikal V'Chomer. A woman can bring a get from a Kal V'Chomer. Uman Noshim. These five women Sha'amru Chachamim Ein Ne'emenes Lomer Meis Baila are not believed to say the husband died. Ne'emenes Lahavi Gita are still nevertheless believed to bring a get. So he, the wife, she is believed to say her husband died. Right? She walks into bed and says, my husband died. She's believed. If it's not true, she's in big trouble because then she has to be divorced from both men, the old husband and the new one. But she's believed. So, Eino Din, she's believed. So, won't she be believed to bring the get? Won't she be believed here? Of course. Now that we've established that, Umimakam Shabbat, now we take it a step further. Just like the five women have to say b'fana nechtav u'b'fana nechtam, af hi tzricha shetiyamar b'fana nechtav u'b'fana nechtam. So too she has to say b'fana nechtav u'b'fana nechtam. Amar Rav Ashi masnisa nami deka. Our mission even supports that. You know why? Our mission said diktani ha'isha atzma mevia gita. That's a good raya. That's it. Even the Mishnah said it. What? Right, but in Eretz Yisrael there was no so that we discussed that. If in Eretz Yisrael if there was no gzeira, and he said it anyway. So we said then on the Beis or Gimel that since the Baal knows that he's not going to stand it, right? We said that in. Since the Baal knows that the Bezdins and Eretz are much better, he knows basically that they're not going to pay attention to him. So he doesn't even bother. That's what we had said then. Right? He knows that there's no B'fana Nechtav. Why not? So either because Eidim HaMetzuyim L'Kaimu and Eretz Yisrael, or because everybody knows L'Shma, so he knows he's not going to understand that he's going to go there and make complaint. They're going to laugh him out of Bezdin. So he doesn't even bother. That's what we had said. Right? You also can't refute it, right? Either way, you can't refute it. So, it must mean we have to entertain him. We have to entertain his objections. We have to listen to him. There might be a rare case where we'll believe him. But that was the general thinking. The general thinking was that there's no B'fana Nechtav in Eretz Yisrael because the reasons for B'fana Nechtav don't exist. And if the reasons don't exist, the Baal's complaining also will fall away. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Now, Rabbi Yosef, wait a minute. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosef, Reisha is yesterday's daf. Yesterday's Mishnah was about, but the Gemara is assuming they're all one big Mishnah. Even if they're not one big Mishnah, they still have a flow. So yesterday's Mishnah was about a shlichim from an Eved, a Suma, all these people, could they be shliachs? So that's Reisha. That's certainly Chutz La'aretz. The Seifa, and the Seifa is the last line of our mission that says if a wife herself brings, she has to refund an Echtav. Right? So, Reisha v'Seifa b'chutz la'aretz. And our Mitziyasa b'eretz. And the middle case of the five women is from Eretz Yisrael. No, not according to Rabbi Yosef. Right? Rabbi Yosef said, no, in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't rely on them, then we'll believe them. So, yesterday's Mishnah was in Chutz La'aretz. With the people that can't be shliach, like a cheresh or can't be a shliach. And the last line of our Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael again, because the wife herself has to bring. And the middle case is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, yes, Reisha v'Seifa b'chutz la'aretz, Mitziyatza b'eretz. That's very unusual. Mimai, why do I say that? Midiktani, because we say here also, Ma ben get l'misa. What we say in our Mishnah. What's the difference between get and misa? The difference is shaksav mochiach, because by a get you have a document. The document is mochiach. V'lo ketani get shaksav upet mochiach. It doesn't say because the ksav and the b'fana nechtav is mochiach. It doesn't say that. It only says the ksav is mochiach, which is what the get. So I hold it from Eretz Yisrael, and Abaya's counter argument was very compelling. Right? He was very compelling. It doesn't say b'peh. Okay, so it doesn't say b'peh. he still was very compelling. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah even really supports Abaya. Right? That only in Eretz Yisrael is no problem. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem. In Chutz Arts, in Eretz Yisrael, there would be a problem. Why? Because I'm saying anything. Right? He can contest it. So therefore, the whole thing is just to ruin her. Right? These five women are getting together to ruin her. That's in Eretz Yisrael only. In Chutz Arts, the foreign act of is magic, and then we'll never listen to that husband. Right? So, it's true. It doesn't say Bepet. That's true. But everything else about these Mishnayos are in a biased favor.
So what's the idea? If he wants to say the Fadi Nechtav there, the Mishnah is for his children, he can say
that. No, so we said there's no... The Fadi Nechtav is a kula. We allow the Fadi Nechtav, so we allow this woman to get remarried. Because we don't know what went on in Eretz. We don't know what went on in that Bezin in Chutz Laretz. We don't know what went on there. Right, so either we have Rabba and Rava, going back to Rabba and Rava. Is it because of Lashma?
No, it makes it stronger.
Right, it's a kula that ends up being a chumrah. Right, it makes it stronger. Because now it becomes ironclad. 100%. 100%. So that we said in Eretz Yisrael, since these issues are not applicable, the Baal doesn't even have any legs to stand on. He's not even going to bother. What if he does bother? That's what this case is. And the Baal will bother. He'll walk in and say, "What my sister-in-law do here? She made up a get just to ruin my. She doesn't like my wife. Now my wife went ahead and got remarried. Now, that's crazy. Now she has to leave both of us. Yeah, that could happen. That's exactly why these women are different. These are very rare cases where we assume the worst, and these cases are different. Okay, next. Ha'isha atma mevia gita. We said the woman herself can bring a get. However, if the woman herself brings a get, she has to say b'fanecha. The Gemara now asks a fascinating question. How did this woman get this get? What's the Mishnah saying? If the wife herself brings the get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, she has to say b'fanecha. Now what happened when the husband handed her that get? Isn't she divorced right then? Back in China? He handed her a get, no? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Isha, mechimata gita liyada, igarshala. The minute she gets that get, she's divorced. Rashi says, mechimata gita liyada, b'makam shekabalto b'medinas hayam, in the place where she received it in Medinas hayam, next Rashi, igarshala. V'i boy lemikle leget, migureshes hi. V'enet zricha lahav b'fanenu, el l'raya ba'alma. It's only a raya. She's not a shliach. What is she? She's coming to tell Bezin, by the way, look what happened to me. I got divorced. Here's my get. The minute the husband hands it to her, she's divorced.
Unless it says that
you're only divorced in 60 days. Oh, so the Gemara's going to suggest that in a minute. That is Rashi's question. That's Rashi's question. The Rambam says the same idea. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avodim, I don't know, it's doing Hilchas Avodim, Perek Vav Alech Zayin, the Rambam says, because he's talking about bringing get shichrus from Medina Sayyam. So he says, Kishem, Shah Isha Atzma, Mevia Gita, Veinat Zricha Lekaimo, Hoel the get Yotze Mitachas Yada. She herself is bringing it. Rambam says the exact same thing. There's a long rivet here. Look what the rivet says, classic rivet. Zeha Derech Holech Al Derech Lotov. Right? This is going on a bad way. Right? And the Ravid says, how could it be that a woman, or the wife herself, doesn't have to substantiate this get? L'maisa, the get was written in China, it was drafted in China, and signed in China. And now she comes along into Bezin, and the Gemara has a half minute to suggest, well, why does she have to be far enough if she got divorced in China? And the Rashi says that's right, the Rambam says that's right. Says to Ravid, wait a minute. How are the problems of Chutz La'aretz resolved? That's the Ravid's question. How are the problems of Chutz La'aretz resolved? And the Ravid ends off at the bottom line. Vaday tzarech lefarish lo derech acheres. You have to explain this question in a different way. He doesn't say what the derech acheres is. Okay? He just stops. How do you explain this question? Because she's brought again from Medina Sayyam, right? And the Gemara asks, and what does the Mishnah say? She has to say b'fanecha. And the Gemara says, why? She got divorced. So Rashi says, and the Rambam says, because she herself is the one bringing it. So she's not, as Rashi said, she's not a shliach. But how do we know that these Edom are kosher? How do we know that this Lishma came from somewhere else? So what? She's the one bringing it. Big deal.
Yeah, but isn't the whole thing
what?
It's exactly what the
Lechem Mishnah answers, explaining the Raavad. The Lechem Mishnah says is that the Raavad, that the Gemara is asking, wait a minute. She's not a shliach. Only a shliach has to say b'fon anechtam. Why? Because there's no parties. If there's no parties that bring it, right? Then you need b'fon anechtam. But she's a party. What's going to happen? The husband, right? So of course it gets good. That's what the rival was asking. It's exactly what the rival was asking. Of course you don't have to say before a party brings it herself. Yeah, when there's a shliach, so we don't know who this guy is. We don't know who this woman is. At a left field, a woman walks into court with a get. Of course they have to say before a nechta. But not when you're a party yourself. That's what the Gemara was asking. So the Gemara answers. Amar of Huna, no. But Amar, where the husband says, Lotus Garshi Bo, you're not going to be divorced, Ella Bifnei Bezdin. Until you get to Bezdin. Bezdin Ploni, so and so Bezdin. Right, like you said, it's a tonight. The get's not going to work until you get there. So the Gemara says, So, if Kimata Hasami Garshala, so what? So that doesn't change anything. So fine. So there's a delay until he gets there. Until she gets there. So what? The bottom line is, that doesn't answer the question. We just pushed it off now. So now, the get's not chal till she gets there. So? And once she gets there, once she walks into the building, now she's divorced? So she still didn't say before Nechta. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar of Huna bar Manoach, Mishmei de Rav Acha, Bered of Ika, the Amar La, he tells her as follows. Kimat is Hasam, when you get there, Asneche A'ara, put the get on the ground, then Bishakle, and then pick it up. Right? That's what the husband tells her. When you get, then say before an echtav. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, that won't work. That's no different than a case where the husband says, there's your get, lady. It's right there on the floor. Go pick it up. That's not a divorce. You know why? That's not an asina. You're not allowed to do that. You can't put the get on the floor and tell her to go pick it up. That's not an asina. You see, that's exactly what you're saying. The husband's saying, go bring the get to the bezdin, put it on the floor, then go pick it up. That's not going to work. What? He's only giving it to her b'torah shliach. She's only a shliach now. She's a shliach. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, she has to say before an echtav. We said, why? Either according to Rashi, she's divorced already, or according to the Raavad, she's a party. She's not a shliach. So why does she say before an echtav? So we're trying to find a way why she has to say before an echtav. So the Gemara suggests, she's a shliach now, laholacha. She's the Baal shliach. When she gets there, she's going to put it down and then pick it up as the wife. V'amar Rava, Rava said, Tili gitech mi'agabe karka. If a man says to a wife, go pick up the get over there, it's on the floor. Lo amar klum, it's not a divorce. It's not a divorce. Ella, you know what the other case is? The amar la, here's what we do. Have a shliach laholacha. The husband tells the wife, you're a shliach laholacha. Ad dematis hasam, until you get there. V'chimatis hasam, when you get there, then have a shliach lekabbalah. Then you're going to turn into a shliach lekabbalah. The kabel as gitech, and you're going to accept the get. You hear this? You, dear, are a shliach lehalacha. You're my shliach to bring the get to the bezdin. When you get there, turn yourself into a shliach lekabbalah, and give it from your right hand to your left hand, and then you're divorced. No, and then safe before nachtam.
First,
it
could be both.
Oh. So the Gemara says that can't work. V'halo chazara shlichas eitzel habal. We have a rule that this rule means that you cannot, a shliach cannot, Rashi says it better than I can. Shliach lo mikri, a shliach is not called a shliach, ela hamishtaleach mizeh lezeh shroi lachzer eitzel shlucho, unless the shliach has the ability to go back to the sender, the lomar, and say, "Asisi shlachticha lechavrech, I did my shlichus." Here, And the Mefarshim explained, before your shlichus is over, or when your shlichus is over, you can go back to the one who sent you and say, I did it. I did my shlichus. Here, she can't say that. Why? Because she's changing from a shliach to him, his shliach, into a shliach lekabbalah. So she can't go back and say, I did the shlichus, because her shlichus is over. That's what the Gemara is assuming. It's a little bit of a difficult concept, but that's what the Gemara is assuming. She can't go back and say, at any point, I did the shlichus. Because the shlichus gets swallowed up by the shlichus lekabbalah. That's what the Gemara is assuming. What? He's telling her the only way this is going to work is if you turn yourself into a sheikh like Kabbalah and accept the gifts from yourself. What? No, he doesn't have power to assign her. He's telling her to do it. She'll do it herself. He says there's no other way it's going to work. So do that. You want to be divorced? So do that. No other way it's going to work. And then you're violating this rule. Right? You're violating this rule. So the Gemara says, the Amar La, 1 second, before we get to that, now, we have a rule, right? We have a rule. You can't appoint a shliach for something you can't do yourself. You hear this? So how could, she can't accept it herself. Why? Because she's a shliach lahalacha. So if she can't appoint it herself, if she can't do the Kabbalah herself, how could she appoint?
How appoint?
What?
He's
not appointing her as a sheikh la Kabbalah. Oh. He can't do that. He's not. She's doing it herself, but she can't accept it as herself. Why? Because she's also a sheikh la halacha. So she has to make herself into a sheikh la Kabbalah. Right. So the Gemara says, so hold off on my question. So the Gemara says, the Amallah, he tells her, you know what? Have a shlech lehalacha. You'll be a shlech lehalacha. Ad the matis hasam, until you get there. V'chi matis hasam, when you get there, then shafi sheikh lekabbalah. Make somebody else a sheikh lekabbalah. Make somebody else a sheikh lekabbalah. Why can't she make herself a sheikh lekabbalah? Because she can't return to the Baal and say, I did the shlichus. Right? So make somebody else a sheikh lekabbalah. You're bringing it, and that, by the way, you. Can you do me a favor? Can you be a sheikh to accept the get on my behalf? Why can't you do that? So now, all the achronim ask, wait a minute, we have a rule that anything you can't do yourself, you can't make a sheikh to do for you. So how can she appoint someone else to be a shliach when she can never accept it herself? How could she do that? Right? How could she do that? So the Geresh Yerachim says that really Tosfos here says that if she would accept it herself, it would be a Suffolk Kedushin, a Suffolk Gerushin. We're not sure what the halach would be. Maybe, yeah, it would be a Suffolk. And in the cases of a Suffolk, this rule might not apply. Very dochic answer. The Teres Yaakov says that, wait a minute, if a Baal hands her a get, then she'll be divorced, no? Baal walks over to her and hands her, no crazy case. It's a normal case. A Baal hands her a get, she'll be divorced, no? So she has the koach to be a bialist and shlichus in Gerishin somehow, no? So therefore, she's allowed to do this. He even admits that's a tzarachiyah, and that's a very difficult answer. The Shivas Tzion gives a great answer. He says, this whole din of you can't do something, you can't appoint a shliach, was never made by Sheikh LaKabbalah. You know why? Because the Sheikh LaKabbalah has no machshava, no pa'ula, nothing. They just stand there like a woman stands there like a doylan to receive the get. She doesn't play any active role at all. Right? So why can't... So the fact that she can't... In this one unique case in the world, we found the case where she can't accept the get. That doesn't mean she can't appoint somebody else to do it. The whole din doesn't apply. Okay. So now, what do we say? She's a shliach laholacha, and when she gets to Bezin, she appoints a sheikh lekabbalah. Ha nichalaman da amar isha osa sheikh lekabbalah gita miyad shliach baila. That is only good according to the man da amar who said that a shliach, that a woman is allowed to appoint a shliach to accept a get when the baal sends it with a shliach. Ela laman da amar, but there is a man da amar who holds ain isha osa sheikh lekabbalah gita miyad shliach baila. that a woman's not allowed to do that. A woman is not, she says, I can't believe this. My husband didn't come to bring me the get himself. He sent the shliach. I'm also not going to meet that shliach at the door. I'll make a shliach le-kabbalah. A woman is not allowed to do that, says one man to Omar. Why not? So then Ma'ikul Ma'imar said, how can she do this? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. My timer. Why can't a woman do that? So, difficult answer. Mishum de'ikka bizayon le-baal. It's a bizayon to the baal when he sends somebody to give it to her and she doesn't show up. Why isn't it a bizayon to Isha? That he didn't come himself. But it's a bizayon to baal. It's a bizayon. But over here, v'hacha baal lo kapit, he didn't come bizayon to baal. It's the baal's idea. The whole thing is the baal's idea. And bizayon to baal. It's a bizayon when the baal sends somebody, a chash of a person, to be the shliach, and she doesn't show up herself. But here there's no bizayon. It's his idea. Listen, we'll do this. Right? I'll send you, you'll make someone else. I'm bizarre in the Baal. I'm bizarre in the Baal in this case. It was his brainchild. How to do this.
Is that
the whole thing is a bizarre to the Isha. The Mepharshim talk about that. Why is it a bizarre to the Isha? Ha, Nich, Lamanda, Amar, Misham, bizarre in the Baal. That's the truth. It's a bizarre in the Baal issue. Ela, Lamanda, Amar, but there's another reason why this is no good. Misham, Chatzera, Habol, Achamikan. We're afraid of Xer as follows. In a case where the husband will put a get in a different chatzar of his friend, and then the friend, will send the chatzar over to the isha with the get in the chatzar. We had that already. So does that work? It doesn't work. So we're doing the same thing over here. The woman's giving the rishus to someone else and a third party, so we're afraid we're going to mix it all up. If we allow this, then we're going to allow the case of the chatzar. So then ma'ikal name, and then what are we going to say? So here's the final answer. The Amar Law, he tells her as follows. Have a shlech lehalacha. You be a shlech lehalacha ad the matis hasam. Until you get there. V'chi matis hasam, when you get there, shav yish shlech lehalacha. Appoint a different shliach to be a shlech lehalacha. V'kabli ez gitech mina. V'ibayis ema, or ema, v'ibayis ema, the Amar Law. Have a shlech lehalacha. You be a shlech lehalacha. Ademotis hasam, until you get there. V'chimotis hasam, when you get there, Eimar, Kame, Bedina, say as follows. B'fon anechtav, b'fon anechtav. Now, nothing happened yet. Now, Umashvi Bedina shliach. Let the Bezdin appoint the shliach. The Lizvur lehalach, and then they'll give it to you. What's the difference in two Lashonos? What's the difference? So in the first Lashon, there's no mention of, the first case, there's no mention of b'fon anechtav. Right, so it's a whole lumdus. Why, according to the first, the Teres Yaakov says that according to the first version, the Befon and Echtav is at the time of the Gerushin because she is the one appointing the Shliach. In the second case, it's the Bezdin that's doing it. When the Bezdin, so the whole question is when her Minus of Shlichus dies, but leave it simple, this is how the case happens. So this is the case where a woman has to say Befon and Echtav. Why? Because she was sent as a shliach, and when she gets it, there's another shliach. So she's not really divorced the moment it's handed to her in Chutz Laaretz. Okay? Next. Why is he doing all this? Because he wants her to be the shliach.
Why can't he give it up from the month before?
I don't know. We can't ask, when these cases come, you can't ask why. We can only ask how we can understand how they work, but not why they work. Why would somebody do this? Okay, that's that half of shots. Why would somebody do this? No, he's making her a shliach. That's what we get to torture her. She's a shliach. She's got to get in her hand. The question is, and the Mishnah said she had to say before the necklace. So we ask, why? Why should she say? She's already divorced. No, she's not divorced. It's a case where she's only the shliach. She doesn't really get it until, how could that be? She doesn't get it. So we came up with an answer. Okay, Hajjan Allah Hamevi get. Hajjan Allah Hamevi get. Hajjan Allah Hamevi get. Ready? Call get shenechtav shelo l'shem isha puzzle. If a get is not written l'shma, it's puzzle. We're gonna have four cases of not l'shma. Ketzad. What does that mean? Case number one. Haya over bashok. If a guy's walking down the street, v'shama, and he overhears call sofrim. He hears he's walking by a safra school, and he hears everyone saying makrin, and they're talking to each other. The rebbe's telling the talmidim, and the teachers telling the talmidim in the safra school, ish ploni magarish, it's plonis mimakom ploni, and look at this, and that's his name and her name and his city. Va'amar zeshmi v'zeshem ishti, that's my name. It's her name. Great, it's It's already written. Pasul, Lagarish bo. Pasul to be Megarish. That's case number one. Yeser Mikain, case number two. Kosav Lagarish as Ishto. He writes a get to divorce his wife. Vinimlach. And he changes his mind. You know what? I won't divorce her. And Matzah Ben Iro, he finds his friend. The Amalo, and the friend tells him, Shmi Kishimcha, Vishem Ishti Kishem Ishtacha. We have the same names. I want to divorce my wife, so give me that get. That's also Pasul, Lagarishbo. Pasul Lagarishbo. That's case number two. Case number three. Yes, Mikain. Hoyelo Shtei Nashim Shmosei Ed Shavos. He's married to two women with the same names. Kasav Lagarish Hagdola, and he writes a get to divorce the older one. Right, Rashi says Lav Dafko, it could be either one. Lo Yigarish Bo Hakatana. He cannot now divorce the younger one. She's the same name. Yesemi, that's case number three. Yesemi Kain, case number four. Amala Lavla, or he says to the sofer, Kosav La'eza She'erza Agarish. You know, you write it, and whichever one I decide, I'll give it then. But they both have the same name anyway. So you write it up right now. I have Lashma for either one. I don't know which one yet. Pasul Lagarish Bo. That's Pasul. Okay? Now. Yeah.
What would be the case?
Yeah.
The guy writes, get the Shmur to his wife. Then changes his mind. And then a year later.
Oh, we're gonna get to that. The Gemara will. Because the Gemara is going to say, well, can you give it now to the Gedola? He wrote it for the Gedola. The Mishnah says he can't give it to the Katana. Can you give it to the Gedola? The commission's going to say yes. The Gemara's going to say yes. Now, there's such a thing as a get yashon, an old get. I don't know how long that Lashma will last. But he can give it to the Gedola, because he wrote it for her. Now, it says, kol get. What do you mean kol? Every get. We always say kol. What does kol come to include? Every get. Right? What do you mean every get? So the Gerish Racham says, yeah. There are cases where, let's say, the South Sofer says, let's say a wife is Mazana. By the way, why do you have to write Lishma? So some say because she's not Omid Lagerishin. No wife is Omid Lagerishin. So you have to have Lishma. It's a specific din. You have to have Lishma for intent to divorce this woman. Let's say she's Mazana, and he has to divorce her. He has no choice. The Torah says he's not allowed to stay with her. So does he have to have Lishma in that case? No matter what, he has to divorce her. You know what? Call get. Yes, I have to have Lishma as well. Or let's say a girl does miyun. She doesn't want to be married. But Bezman Azeh, I don't know. Some cases, they'll give a get midrabanan. She can't marry a kohen anyway. So, also, it's not really a get. It's a midrabanan. You still have to have Lishma. Fine. Now, what about the husband? Does the husband have to be Lishma? What do you think? Husband have to be Lishma? They have to be Lishma for her, as opposed to the sofer. The answer is yes. Rambam says it. So Rambam says, well, maybe that's just a practical. Who else is writing the get? It's not the husband, right? There's a mitzvah Meliyahu on Gittin. He says, of course, it's pashut that the husband has to write the get. What kind of shail is that? No, let's say the. I mean, you can probably find a hechitimti where the husband doesn't have lishma, but the wife does for her. But no, the husband has to have lishma as well. Now, the Ksav Sofer says, why does the Mishnah have to say a whole arichas about going down the street and you hear the school? What a whole arichas like that? So the Ksav Sofer says, even if he walks by the school and he hears the teacher telling the students, okay, today we're going to write gets, and the husband runs in and says, I got names for you. Why don't you use my name? And why don't you use my wife's name? And we're in the city already. But there's no Lishma anyway. Still no good. There's no Lishma. Right? I would say, hey, listen, the husband ran in and said to give him the names. Still no Lishma. And the last thing is very... Eliyahu Guttmacher makes this...
Why is that Lishma?
Because he didn't say to write a Lishma. He just gave them names, stand out of the blue. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying.
Use his name.
What? But he didn't say Lishma. I got names for you guys. You're looking for names? I got some nice Jewish names. Right? You don't need the dictionary. I got good great names right here. You can use my name, use my wife's name, but it's not Lashma. It's exactly why the Mishnah goes to this whole Arichos. Right? You're walking down the street. Right? So Eliyahu Gutmacher makes an unbelievable diuk. Listen to this. Case number one says, Pasul Lagarishbo. You're walking down the street, you hear the sound of the voices, Pasul. Case number two says, if you write a get, you change your mind, your friend wants to take the get, Pasul Lagarishbo. Case number three says, Lo Yagarishbo is Hakatana. It doesn't say Pasul Lagarishbo. And then case number four says, Pasul Lagarishbo. What's case number three? Case number three is you have two women, you have two wives with the same names. So you write, you wrote it for the older one, you can't give it to the younger one. It doesn't say Pasul Lagarishbo. It says Lo Yagarishbo. What? She's not a katana. She's just younger than the older one. Right? So the other Gutbacher says as follows. We're going to learn later on, next week, that if a man sends a shliach to be divorce his wife, right? And then he changes his mind and he's mavatel the shlichus. Right? The get's still a good get. The shlichus is no good. But the get's still good. So case number three, he writes the get for the older one, and then he changes his mind and wants to give it to the younger one. That doesn't pasul the get. It would be inaccurate. It would be not true if the Mishnah would say, pasul get, pasul the get. It's not true. You're not allowed to do it because there's a little shmuff problem. The get's still a kosher get. 100% kosher. If you want, like I said, the Gemara is going to say, if he wants to now give it to the Gedola, he 100% can. It's not pasul. That would be inaccurate. It's an amazing deal how he thought that up. Okay. What? Okay. It says the Gemara. Kasav Lagarish is Ishto Vinimlach. So the Eloration B'mai. So how is case number two really different from case number one? Case number one was you're walking down the street and you told the sofa to fill in names. And case number two is your friend wants to use those names. What's the difference really? So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, b'sofer in ha'isuri l'hislami d'askinan. We're talking about a sofer that's writing it just to teach. So that it's not even, at least in case number two, you wrote a get for your wife. It's a good get l'shma for your wife. Case number one, there's no l'shma at all. Nobody had l'shma. Amar of Ashi, dekanami, diktoni, sofer in makrin. Makrin means that the teacher yells out and everybody writes it down. Right? V'lo katani, sofer in korin. They're not reading it like in a bezdin. Shmami, no, you're right. There's no lishma at all in case number one. In case number two, there's lishma for one woman. Now you want to use it for a different woman. Now, my yeser mikain. Why does the Mishnah have this build up like this? So, tana dever bishmol lo ze shnechtav lo lishum gerishin. Not even case number one, which was not even written for gerishin at all. It was written for practice. Ela af ze shnechtav lishum gerishin. But even though case number two was written for get, pasul. It's no good. V'lo zeh shenechtav shalolo shum gerishin didei. Not only case number two, where it wasn't written for a specific woman, it wasn't written for this woman, it was written for a different woman. Ela af zeh shenechtav l'shum gerishin didei. But even if it was written for my gerishin, pasul. It's also pasul. V'lo zeh shalolo nechtav l'shum gerishin ha. And not a case where it's written for this wife. Ela af zeh shenechtav l'shum gerishin ha. Pasul. And even if it's written, I want to use it for the other wife, also no good. Here he uses the word pasul. Here he uses the word pasul. My timer, why? E kasav vinasan sefer krisas biyada. Had the pasuk said, kasav vinasan sefer krisas, I would have thought, lema'ute ha'eich kama, I would have thought that, you know what's excluded here? Case number one. Delo oven l'shum krisas. It wasn't written for a get. It was written for practice. Aval kasav lagarish is ishto, but if you wanted to write it to divorce your wife, v'nimlach, and you change your mind, but the aval l'shum krisas, it was written for a divorce. It's ema kosher. I would say it's good. Therefore, kasav achmana v'kasav. That's why the Torah writes v'kasav. E kasav achmana v'kasav. Had the Torah only written v'kasav, I would have thought lemute hai delo ihu kasav la. That's fine. You can't write it for her. Aval for a different woman, a different family, a different husband. Aval yeshlo shtei nashim. But if you have two wives, the ihu ka kasev la, where you wrote it for one of them, so why can't you use it for the other one? Ema kosher, I would think it's kosher. Kasev achmana la lishma. Therefore, the Torah writes la lishma. You cannot do that. You can't write it for one wife and use it for the other wife. V'seifa lamali. What do we need the last case for? The last case said, you know, I'll write it for whichever wife I decide later. That's two wives. They're saying, I'll write it for... Why not? Kamash Malan, the ain't Breira. There's no Breira. Now, what does Breira mean? Breira means that you write it right now. Which wife am I going to use to divorce? The older one or the younger one? I'm not sure. I don't like either of them. So, but one of them I'll keep. I don't know what his chishman is. So, but you write it right now, and then I'll decide later. And when I decide later, it'll retroactively date back to right this moment. So you know what? There's no Breira. There's a machlokes. If you generally hold of Breira, do you hold of in Breira here? No, I hold from Breira. I hold such a thing. I hold of Breira. What about here? So some say that there'd never be Breira. Even if you hold of Breira, that would not work here. Mm-hmm. Others say it's a machlokes. Others say, no, not so fast. It's machlokes. The Rambam just says it. Where is it? Yisra al Kain, Amal Lesofer. This is in Paragimah Halachadal of the Rambam. Yes, Amal Sofer, Kosev the Aza Sha'erta Agarish Bo, right, exactly this case. The Kosev HaSofer al Das Zeh, the Sofer writes it with that in mind. The Girish Bo Achas Mehen, and then he had Taka divorce as one of them. Hareze Sofer Girishin. What does that mean? The Sofer Girishin. He's a little afraid of Breira, the Rambam. He's a little hold from it. Right? The Chol Get Shekosvu Shalol L'shma Achal Fish Hebel of Kulmus L'shma, you don't get fine. So he's a little... Right, the huge Lech HaMishnah here, what does he mean by that? What do you mean, Suffolk Gershon? Right? Because he's a little bit whole from Breira. He has a Suffolk, if the din is, what did they say? The Suffolk, what the din would be if you hold Ain Breira, but not, maybe you hold here Breira. Normally you hold from Breira. I hold from Breira. I can retroactively decide what's Truma. I can retroactively decide where my Erev is going to be, because where the Chacham's coming, on the north or the south. That's all good. I can use Breira. Maybe here I can, so it's a Suffolk. Suffolk Gershon. Right? Okay. See, the Chassidim has a line that if you have a wife and she dies or you divorce her, you should not marry a wife with the same name. Why? Because maybe you'll be thinking of the first one when they're with the second one. That's a big no-no. So some say, but if you have two wives and they're both married at the same time with the same name, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Right? Why is that not a problem? Because you moved it to both of them. Even though one could be in need at the moment. Yeah, but fine. But we know that you're allowed to have yichud with your wife when she's in need. Why? Because she'll be moved to one day. So now the Rabbi Kiva Eger had a daughter who was married to the Chassam Sofer, right? And his name was Moshe Sofer. But you know she had a first wife, a first husband. His name was Avram Moshe. So the whole big shaila, whether that the fact that there's an extra name Avram made him mutter, or the whole Sefer Chassidim is all questionable. Whether, you know, that's only in the Tzavah, he didn't mean it for Klal Yisrael, he only meant it for his own family, and there's no Makar Shas for this. There's no place in Shas that says you can't marry a second wife with the same name as your first. There's no Makar Shas for that. So I think the Lahoros Nasan says it's not a halacha. Somebody does that, you can still give them shlishi. It's not a halacha. But, okay, next. Kasev legarish is like a dol loy garish bo saktana. Oh man, katana hu dolo matzim magarish bo. You can't marry the katana. You can't divorce the katana. Hagadol matzim magarish bo. But the older one you can divorce. Amar Rava zoso meres. That's how he said. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon hadarin beir achas. Two Yosef ben Shimons live in one city. Motzin shtar chov al achirim. Yosef ben Shimon can go over to his friend and say, "You owe me $100." The friend's going to say, "Nuh-uh. I owe the $100 to the other Yosef ben Shimon." We don't say, the guy can't tie into that. Why? Just like the Gedola can walk into Beis Din and say, "Here's my get." We don't say, well, maybe he wrote it for the katana and she dropped it and you picked it up. We don't say that. So we don't say that Yosef ben Shimon, number one, he wrote the chov. And now Yosef ben Shimon, number two, picked it up. No, we don't say that. However, Amalei Abaya El Meata, but if that's true, Reisha Diktoni Shemika Shimcha Pasol Agarish Bo. Sheni Hudalo Matsimagarish Bo, Harishon Matsimagarish Bo. Fine. Guy number two with the same names can't use this get. What if guy number one wants to use the get? I've Amrinon Velo Acha Yachal Hotile and Shtachov. But you know what you can't do? If a guy is owed money by Yosef and Shimon, he can't collect. Why? Because each one could say, it's not me. So why aren't we Choshesh for that? Ma Yisachal Meimar. So the Gemara says, you know what? No, it's Eidim Asira. What do you mean? Maybe by the case of a chov, you're right. How do you know which Yosef and Shimon owes you the money? That's a shaila. I want to talk about that. But over here, it's Eidim Asira. What do you mean you're going to say, no, it's the other woman, it's the other person with the same names that got divorced? Well, didn't Adam watch this get happen? Of course they did. So they watched this get happen. That's never going to be a chashash. All right? Continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.